We waited. Are you on?
Yeah.
We waited till Eric left to start the podcast because we want to start it off on a positive note. We're at In-N-Out, baby. World's greatest hamburger, Shack. Check that out. I got mine protein style, trying to be healthy. Thank you, Dr. Atkins. I don't know what happened to you. Heard it all worked. Probably all worked out great.
I got mine.
cheese-free. Thank you, lactose, for fucking my body up so much. God damn it. I don't want to be this way. You screwed me over. Thank you. Thank you.
What'd you get?
We don't have our stuff yet.
No. What'd you get, Rocco?
Oh, you're going to see right after this.
Looks like it's coming
theme
now.
Song. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the life that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. Sorry to interrupt. We wanted to let everybody know, if you're planning to attend Mega 64 Game Days at Disneyland this November 1st and 2nd, our annual Disneyland Super Fun event, then you should take note that we have a link to buy discount tickets for Disneyland that weekend. We just found out, though, that the price increases after the 15th of this month, so you only got a couple weeks. Be sure to go to that link. It's in the description. Or go to mega64.com/gamedays to get discount Disneyland tickets. You know, the price just went up, but we got a lower price still. But it's only going to hold for a couple weeks. Get on it. We want to see you at Disneyland. Let's go on some rides. And now I'm going to ride my way back so you can watch the rest of the podcast. Goodbye. Welcome back, everybody. We're recording this from In-N-Out. Look what just showed up.
Oh my God.
Look, it's like a parade.
Yeah, I'm here, guys. I just showed up. How you doing?
You just showed up. Little Garrett, come early.
I'm not little. I'm big.
I was going to try something crazy.
I didn't do it, though. Hey, I've heard you can
have to get friendly.
I've heard you can get Neapolitan shakes here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of that, too.
Three of a kind in one cup. I almost did it, but not healthy. You know, I got to be healthy.
You got a fry, too, right?
Got a regular fries. Look at that. Now, all you non-West Coast people, you probably don't even know what you're looking at. It's like one of those 3D images. You stare at it. You don't even know what you're looking at.
Looks like a base type situation.
Kevin?
I did.
Kevin, what
I didn't
the
know, I didn't know you could get pickles.
You fucked up.
Yeah, I fucked up.
Oh my God.
I forgot to get
so,
peppers.
Your burger.
Let me see it. Animal style burger. Oh they God. Slop on like cooked onions
and
all
grilled onions,
of stuff.
Pickles, and
there's napkins.
Hey, that doesn't top. Yeah, thank you very much.
What separates man from the animals? Yep. A real man doesn't like pickles.
Hey, I even get
my drink. That's not.
I even get my fries animal style, man.
Well, where's the pickle?
Oh, he gets his animal style
fries.
Where's
the pickle?
That's a thing. It's on the secret menu. In case you've never been to In-N-Out, they have a secret menu. You can ask
everybody
for things
knows.
Animal
it's
style.
Not, it's not a secret menu.
I know. They do still call it that.
Even
and it's
your
like,
mom knows.
You can look
even
everywhere.
Your dumbass mom knows. Rocco.
Your stupid mom knows.
No.
Right. Sorry,
not,
Nancy.
No, not his.
I
no,
don't think
no,
that.
No, not Nancy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Nancy. I can't believe you said that to Nancy on camera.
The viewers at home.
Oh.
They're stupid moms.
Confused.
Well, enough said.
Stupid moms have got it going on. Lot of kids and a bill list that's real long.
What?
Right?
Is that like a
so many bills?
If you're a stupid,
like a if you're a stupid mom, you got a lot of bills. Oh. Smart moms figured it out.
But Stacy's mom's like
Gideon's
a bill.
Gideon's a very smart mom, so I don't know who you're trying to think about then.
Well, you just said she had a lot of bills.
Well, think about it.
She's
American...
smarter than me. That's all I know.
Hey, speaking of people smarter than us, check out our sponsor, lootcrate.com/mega64. Be sure to sign up through that link. You can get a box of stuff every month, stuff to make you smarter, make you healthier.
This month's theme was adventure. What's next month's theme?
Smart moms.
Smart moms.
Smart moms.
Smart moms. It's like a smart bomb. Smart mom. Smart bomb blows you up.
You can say this
smart mom
airport.
Blows up your spot.
Smart mom brings you up.
Brings you up. Blows up your spot. When you're doing something you shouldn't be doing, smart mom shows up, blows it up.
There you go.
Are you saying spots. Smart bomb?
Smart mom.
So if you, it's like a smartphone. So if you sign up, lootcrate.com/mega64, you get a great deal on that. Get it every month. You're going to love it. Also, check out shop.mega64.com because it's amazing. We got so much great merchandise.
Was there ever a period in your life when you thought your mom was the stupidest person on earth?
Oh, yeah.
Not oh,
like,
yeah.
Not like,
not like you're lame and you don't know what's cool, but literally, you're so fucking dumb. I can't.
No,
it.
You know what? I didn't think that way.
Because my mom is actually an intelligent lady, but there was a time when I was a teenager when anything she said, it was like, you're dumb. You're dumb. You're so dumb. And I must have driven her fucking crazy. I think about that now, and I'm just like, wait, I was such a shithead.
You said that she was dumb to her face?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just
got it.
I was just thinking.
Okay.
I was just constantly thinking, like, my mom's an idiot. She doesn't know shit. But really,
you know everything.
But really, I think you hit a certain age where everything gets renamed, and you don't care to learn what it's fucking called now.
Yeah.
And
that's what that is.
Yeah.
Well...
I'm going to dig into this brick. Can someone take this for a second?
Yeah, I also want to say go to sumolounge.com and check out our sponsor, Sumo, while we watch Rocco eat this Sumo.
Now, what do you
get? So another secret menu thing. You can get, how many patties you want? I got a 4x4.
That's as many as you can get.
Is that, you used to be able to get more.
Some motherfucker ordered 100x100 and ruined everything.
Didn't he, like, sue him or something?
No, they made it for him, but they said never, ever again.
All right. Well, I've never gotten this before. Look at that. Let's see my God.
That's gnarly.
Let's do it. Ready?
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to say? It's bad?
Yeah, it's In-N-Out Burger.
It's like a way bigger version of an In-N-Out Burger.
What are you going to say?
Oh, whoa.
Is it meatier? Whoa. Do you have more flame broil or what?
Answer me this.
A lot more meat.
Is future you celebrating or crying right now?
Me, past and present, celebrating.
All right. Well, future you.
Oh,
you didn't answer the one question I asked.
No, he didn't. And he did a nice job of dancing around it, didn't he?
Hashtag die for the pickle.
Wow.
Anyway, a lot of stuff going on this week. For one, meeting this.
God, your face is so fucking gross.
Oh, by the way, if my face is grosser than usual... we're filming a lot of crazy stuff. I still have some makeup residue.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with
hamburger.
Like 100% has nothing to do with
it. I think you're seeing the makeup that I had on earlier.
You got like a joke.
Eric doesn't remember, but like a couple hours ago we were filming something.
Yeah, that slipped my mind.
It's top secret. I thought we weren't supposed to discuss. Gentlemen, do not discuss filming.
All right.
Yeah, what's happening behind us?
Dogs. Cool dogs.
Anyways.
I love them.
I do too.
No, you don't have a stupid cat.
This week on our website and our YouTube channel, we put up a video that a lot of people have been requesting. Video of our panel from PAX. What?
I just can't fucking look at you.
What? That's not on
the
cheese is going to coagulate.
Yeah, you got
like
shit
into
all over
your
face.
Goatee.
Don't show this to the viewers at home. Force him to clean his face, right. Cameraman.
Hey,
just After Effects it out. Rotoscope.
You can listen to him, but until
he
uses
the
napkin.
He won't be on screen until he uses the napkin. Deal. All
right. Cool. All right. Wiping my face. All right. This week we put
This
week we put a...
Just hit him in the
panel.
Ego.
Yeah, Jesus. No kidding.
Wow. Threatened no camera time, and suddenly things go your way real quick.
We put up a PAX panel. Whoa. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, wait. Don't put the camera on him until... he's got to take his glasses off. All right. Keep talking. I got nothing to say. Frankly.
We did a panel on PAX East 2014.
This guy loves me on camera.
It was a lot of fun. Packed house. A lot of great questions, funny answers. We showed some new videos there.
We had a pretty good dance session.
Yeah, we did.
Intro.
Saw a big Sonic fan in the front row and thought, hey.
You brought him up.
Come on stage. I like Sonic.
Like an inline kind of unified thing.
No.
That was fun. Impromptu. You told us that just follow my lead when it gets to some crescendo.
There's a point in the, you see in the intro of the video where we're like dancing side by side.
You wouldn't tell
us. They didn't
us.
Know they were going to do that.
You just kept saying,
I surprised them with that.
Be a back up front and get ready to join in with
But
he kept it so vague.
I forgot that you brought that guy up on the stage.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Our panel was great. It was all made great by the Turtleverse guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
We ventured into the Turtleverse.
He's called it before. If you're watching, you know his name.
Turtle.
Why are you putting us on the spot, Sean?
Splinter.
Why are you
blowing up the spot? Yeah, Sean, what's his name?
Yeah, why are you asking?
Larry.
Oh, come on.
Whatever, Donatello. He did a great job. And
I just called Turtleverse. That's all I know about.
Yep.
Oh.
And that's the same panel where we got our killer BioShock behind the scenes reaction.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay over was in the front row.
And we also filmed Podcast 300 at that panel. It was a busy panel.
That was a good panel. But, yeah, we debuted the BioShock video there for the first time, and we saw her in the front row, and I was laughing so hard because I really thought she was going to leave. So I had Frank just stay on her. Anyway, I think we already talked about that, though.
I feel really bad when we do our panels, and we run out of time. And if people are asking, good questions.
Yeah,
I know.
Like six other people, don't get a time to answer. Like, man, that really bums me out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, ask them all. It's okay. Good night. Thank you. It's like, well,
we got to go lightning round, though.
But we always answer the joke questions that come early in the panel. Yes. So it's tit for tat, Eric. You trade one for the other.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think our panels are great.
Yeah.
Best panels of any convention ever.
Hey,
we always have the best. Is there something interesting going on behind you?
Yeah, this lady's staring at us.
Let's zoom in on her.
This is a private film session.
She won't look over here again, I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Good job, Derek. Derek's our muscle.
He's being pleasure.
Thank you.
He's the Arne Anderson of this group.
Yeah, so that was the video for this week.
No.
Any other official business to talk about? Visit our store, everybody. Shopped up. Camera on me. He wasn't even talking.
I was chewing.
You can get him chewing? There's enough footage of that. Christmas time. Shop.mega64.com. Check it out. Buy a shirt. Buy a poster.
Sean's digital surfer shirt is gone in what, medium?
Medium. It's gone in medium. There's five left in small. They actually could already be gone. I should check.
I love that shirt.
Yeah, Jason Pryor did a great job.
They love it.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
The ladies love it too.
They do.
Yep.
You're LL Cool J.
I am just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been working on a lot of new merchandise too. So let's get down to brass tacks. A lot of people asking. Oh, I'm going to put my glasses back on. Hey, people asking me, what's going on? It's summer. It's almost summer. It's not really summer, but it's almost summer. Conventions are coming up. What are you guys attending? What are you coming to? So let's lay it down, pipe layer style. We're going to let you down. We're going to give you explicit reasons. We mentioned this a little bit on... What was funny about that? I don't understand.
We're waiting for you to lay that pipe.
Satisfaction.
I'm going to hit you all with some ecstasy right now. So,
My name is Dick Dude.
Wow.
Darkest member of Peer Pressure.
I am the darkest member of Peer Pressure.
And Mega 64.
And Mega 64.
So we talked about this a little bit on the after show last week. We're doing two conventions. 4th of July weekend, we're doing two events at the same time. RTX in Texas, Austin, Texas, that is, and Anime Expo Los Angeles. How are we pulling this off? Here's how. We have split.
Uh-oh.
Due to many...
Split up.
Okay, I'm just going
to
get the panoramic view.
Whoa!
Sweet panorama.
Hey, I caught it.
Oh, man. Circle vision. All right. So, we have split into two tribes for many reasons.
Are you done with your burger?
When two tribes go to war.
Yeah, you can eat and talk at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, you've only eaten half
a
burger.
Go ahead, keep it
playing. You've only eaten two patties.
Half a 4x4.
So, we are splitting into two tribes. Many fundamental differences among us. We were forced to split. RTX, you will see the team of... You should put all the heads on the screen.
Yeah,
I was going to
film
their
phone. Just film us.
RTX in Austin, Texas, you will see Derek Acosta.
Boom.
Sean Chatfield. Kevin Bushman.
How do you say it?
Nailed it. That's exactly how you say it.
Eric Bedour.
Sorry.
Your
they do have a sound system out
here. Shut up, please.
They do.
At Anime Expo Los Angeles, you will see Rocco Bodhi.
Oh, wow. He named himself first.
What the fuck?
Kind of.
Damn. Garrett Hunter. And... Brian Abu Shako.
Oh, yeah, film me sitting here and then put his head on it.
No.
Yeah. After Effects a beard onto him.
Yeah.
Can you do that? It's easy, right?
John, when you see this, just put a beard on him.
Put
him in your sunglasses.
Okay. No, put just Brian's face.
After Effects, you can add anything you want.
Okay. CG Brian.
Did you see the movie, The Social Network? They edited it in After Effects. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. So, anyway. So, as we said, dividing into two camps.
And Derek Acosta.
Oh, what?
Oh,
double duty.
Thank you.
Wait.
He's going to be at both
Derek,
places.
I don't understand. How is that possible?
How are you going to do that? How we do that?
Are we lying? Come out and see.
Sean, you could decide if you want to keep this in or not. Derek is going to be at Anime Expo for the first day and then fly to Texas.
Not confirmed.
Uh-oh.
We'll see.
Secrets revealed.
So, anyway, what side do you choose? Who do you come visit?
Probably closer to you.
You decide. No. So I say
would
travel.
Imagine.
I say go to the furthest one. But
I
you
want
know.
All my boys and girls from Dallas to come out to L.A. for...
Yeah, I think they should.
Yeah.
I don't think any Texas people should go
Fine.
To RTX.
And then only L.A. people will be at RTX.
Only L.A. people should go to Austin.
This is a great debate.
I want to get West. L.A. vibes in Austin, okay? I want to see L.A. gear in Austin.
We're having, like, a civil war within Mega 64 now.
Basically, yeah.
Which side do you choose?
The right side.
Our side?
Our side.
What, the side?
Texas
the
is huge.
Hey, we outnumber you.
Texas is huge and everyone is armed.
Yeah,
we have weapons.
And we're fucking cool over here.
But California's got, like, creativity.
Yeah, we got, like,
art. So we'll have creative.
Oh, they don't have that in Texas.
Los Angeles, what a winner.
Well, hey. We got all the Disneyland.
Los Angeles actually is the epicenter of culture.
It's not just Los Angeles.
And fashion.
We're at an anime expo. We've got the whole nation of Japan on our side.
Yeah. Ultra cultured. Los Angeles and anime.
You know what LA stands for? Mm. Loves anime.
Mm. What do you guys have? Comedy, gaming, internet? Come on. And Tex-Mex.
Are you talking about RTX?
Yeah.
What does RTX offer that could trump anime in terms of coolness?
I know. The god of all Texas.
He is down on 6th Street.
Dude, I'm going to miss 6th Street.
If you don't know who he is, you should educate yourself.
I guess you're coming over to our side. Huh.
All right.
Yep.
I'm just saying I'm going to miss it. I'll be there next year.
He wears a Speedo, and he sings about... Can you come on my nuts when we fuck?
Are you going to put a...
You should film yourself when you say that.
Yeah.
Can you fart on my balls when we fuck?
Why do you have to put the clip in. You have to.
You should show a sample.
Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch of your
booty? Can you quack?
You can film yourself.
Can you quack like a duck when we fuck? Can you fire my balls when you suck?
She's looking at you.
Anyway, you can get performances like that in Texas. You're not going to find that in L.A. But, you know, we'll do our best.
Oh, my God.
All right. You made her blush. She's blushing. She's blushing.
At all those events, we'll announce more stuff later. We're going to do a lot of cool stuff at all those events. But that's who you'll come and see. And we'll give you more news later about when we're doing our panels, stuff like that. I'm pretty sure Anime Expo, our panel, is the first day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure RTX, it's Saturday of RTX.
That's the second day, then, right?
That would be the second day of RTX, yes.
But this is the first year we've had a booth at Anime Expo.
We will have a booth at Anime
Expo. So we're going to be there every day on the show floor. Come see us. We're going to be there next to, who knows?
I don't know. If you're watching this podcast and you're wondering to yourself, can I come? Yes.
Yes.
You definitely
Find
can.
Find yourself there.
We will just see you at Anime Expo.
I'm gonna fucking
you should get used to it. You should get used to it because our new booth protocol. I don't know how you're gonna.
Can I go?
I don't know how you're gonna handle it at RTX. That's up to you guys. But at Anime Expo, we will have a barrier where people can stand behind, and they can only step up if they go.
Can I come?
Yeah. And then they can walk up. However you want to handle it, but that's how we're going to do it. Anime Expo, that's how we do it.
That's what
and
we're gonna do.
I'm letting you know, at both conventions, there will be exclusive items
you
only get at that event.
At that particular event.
We'll tell you more later.
Oh, okay.
But you are going to... Hey, if you can't make it to one of those events, you got fucked.
Yeah, I'm bummed that I can't get the one that comes to LA.
I'm picturing some kid on his computer watching this, and he's going, RTX, can I come? And then right when you say that, he's like, well, I didn't say it like that.
I'm sitting here and all I'm wondering is, can I come?
Fuck.
Anyway.
First we called everyone's moms dumb.
Did we? No.
I think.
No, just
no,
I kind of did. Just Rocco's
mom. Just Rocco's mom.
No, I said. No, he called I said Nancy when out. I was a shitty teenager.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought my mom was dumb, even though she's actually really smart. I just,
can we take? I mean, it was just Mother's Day. Can we take this moment to just kind of talk about?
It was Mother's Day like a month ago.
I was a little late.
It's so close to Father's Day.
You're a little late.
It's closer.
Hey, man, it's straight up June right now.
I know,
now.
But we were gone, so I didn't get to take my mom
we
to.
We were gone.
What are you talking about? Where?
I was,
where were we?
I took her to I took her to go see Godzilla last week.
It was last week.
Garrett, 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 what the fuck are you talking about?
She had a good time. She loved it.
Oh my god.
They had a monster of a day.
I'm just talking. I feel reprehensible for all the bad shit I talked on moms. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't even be here right now.
This mom shit talker over here just keeps
going. Wow,
so. It's got remorseful, it's all.
So. You're late.
I know.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, you only ate about 3 patties worth.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's
happened?
All you're getting.
What a pussy. Man. That's wasteful.
You're not getting
fucked.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
You're like,
not a lot of motivation.
You're like,
I'm not
going to
put you back on camera until that burger's gone.
What's paper and what's bread?
That's two?
Nobody's.
What happened? There's a problem here.
What?
I don't know. He's freaking out about
Sean almost dropped the camera on the ground.
There's no evidence of that.
Sean, yeah. Don't edit that out.
I think
out.
There's filmed evidence of that.
That was you're a cool transition that you
he's
guys...
He's going to edit it out.
No, I won't.
Yeah, cool transition. Anyway.
What you guys don't know, and you need to email Sean, is that he always edits stuff out of the podcast.
Always.
You guys,
always.
You guys don't get the full...
The funniest jokes. The funniest jokes.
All the fucked up stuff I say
yeah.
that is too... That
all the funny stuff.
That
all the good stuff.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I keep it real. And sometimes... Whitey tries to hold me back.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hey, don't blame it.
Whitey being Sean.
Don't blame it.
And so when he's holding me back, he edits out all the realness.
It's true.
All
Sean only wants fakeness.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do you like fake stuff? You Californian? It's plastic here.
I am.
You can film yourself when he's on.
I could.
Oh, shit. Turn the tables on you.
Hey, I wanted to... so that's the conventions. We'll talk more about that later.
Yeah.
Big... important story in gaming happening. It should be talked about. It should be discussed. Big Sorry. Taboo.
It's your right
going
as a gamer.
On right now. Ready? Is yeah. Mario Kart dope? And we can say the answer is yes.
Yep.
So...
Are you playing
can we
it,
say
yeah.
Dope?
Wait, wait.
Oh, yeah, Kevin.
Wait, instead of saying
I'm
the answer is
it.
Yes, can we say it's dope or nope?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
dope or nope?
Dope.
Yeah. You say dope?
You say dope. Yeah.
What do you say?
It's dope.
It's dope.
Dope.
I haven't played it yet.
Oh, wow. Dope.
I haven't played it yet either.
We played a bunch last night.
Oh, you did?
Us and Derek. After we were filming something yesterday, we popped it in.
That game was fun. All right, now here's the thing. Maybe you've already noticed this, but we noticed last night.
Yes.
Did you ever realize that all the Koopa kids are modeled after famous rock stars?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's Iggy... Like they're all
oh, they are.
Sid, a lot of Sid, people.
Sid Vicious. I haven't noticed that.
Yeah.
Sid Vicious. Roy has Wario Emerson glasses.
And I think.
Oh, whoa.
And I think they genuinely changed. I could be way off. I think they changed Morton's name. I don't think it was originally Morton, or they had to make it something different because he looks like Kiss.
It, yeah, he looks
right?
like Paul. So he looks like Paul Stanley. Paul Stanley's the guy with the star over his eye. Yeah. But his name isn't Stanley or Paul. It's Mort.
But it might have. Been originally Stanley, I think it might have been.
So
I don't know, like
and they tried to sue or something.
Oh, but it's Kiss, so I mean, of course they tried.
Yeah,
to
they
sue.
Want more money.
Why Kiss do you want to fuck with this?
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
I just like
Open
being Iggy.
You know, I bought it. It's been power. Sitting. It got delivered to my house on Friday, but you guys have had me filming.
Sean, be careful. The mic is like right there.
Yeah.
Be careful. Sorry,
I haven't.
Sorry,
chance.
Everybody.
Just be careful not to drop the camera again.
Do you want me to hold it?
Anyway,
aren't there 7 Koopa kids?
Yes.
Trying to. Well, there are 7 worlds.
Wendy.
Before.
Okay.
What's the girl?
Yeah.
I think it's Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy. I think so.
That's probably wrong. And there's some guy at home going, "It's not Wendy."
How are the new levels?
The new levels are
awesome. Yes, they're really fun.
Hey, and
what's really cool is like driving on the walls and like upside down. They're like
the
splits in the track. There's splits in the track where you'll take like the purple road or like the green road, and like they just kind of verge, and then one is upside down on top of the other. And like, so I'm here, and like Derek's here.
Now, if I want to shoot him with a red shell, what happens?
You wait until it converges again.
Okay, but if I shot it, okay.
What's the best controller to use to play this?
I was using the pad.
And yeah, just honestly,
using...
hey, I've enjoyed the gamepad because...
with the screen on.
You have the screen.
Is the map? Is the map
you
there?
Can switch it to be... You can have it be a horn.
There's a horn.
You can literally honk a horn.
That's
you
funny.
Can switch it to the map.
I want a map.
You could do whatever. Yeah,
it has then, like the actual video too, like, yeah. Like yeah, on that, the TV. Yeah.
And then you can also, at touch screen at any point, you can press a button to change the control scheme. If you want to use sticks or control pad, you can. But you can also hit the thing and steer like it yeah, like that. So it gives you every option possible.
None of us played like that, though. None of us.
No,
well,
no,
you
no.
know what? I remember trying that on the Wii version, yeah,
I didn't dislike it.
Yeah, I liked it. If I had... This is so weird. With the steering wheel peripheral,
yeah.
I liked it so much more than without it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But hey, they called it because when that came out, it came with that, and everyone's like, why do we need this?
Yep.
And they said that. They were like, you will like it better with a wheel. You'll feel
absolutely.
It better. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just in playing it single player on my own, because I think you guys have all just played multiplayer.
Yep.
Just in playing single player, I love it because it's just my kind of thing where I just want to do everything and unlock something for everything I do.
Yep. Yeah.
So every time I do something, oh, you got another racer. Okay, and then you got another part. Every time we did a race together, you got another part. You got another tire. You got another whatever.
I'll play tonight.
It was great. And so, yeah, so playing multiplayer was awesome. I was going to say...
I'm playing by myself tonight.
Oh, we were talking about...
Then afterwards, I'm going to play with myself tonight.
Oh, okay.
Edit this out.
A little masturbation joke, masturbation reference. How often do you masturbate?
Yeah. Every night.
Okay. Back to Mario Kart 8.
The new tracks are hot, but I love... The thing that they've done on the last few Mario Karts is you have the retro tracks, and they did a really good job with those, and they brought back some of my favorites from... See, the ones that I really like are the portable Mario Karts, the DS, 3DS one.
Uh-huh.
3DS had a park called Music Park that was always
cool.
One of my favorites, and that is back in this game, full HD, like a redone version of that level.
Do they incorporate the zero gravity into those levels as well?
No, those levels are how you remember them.
For the most part, but I think they make little tweaks here and there.
They do. In Toad's Turnpike, which is one of my favorite levels, you can, like... drive up on a wall when there's like traffic coming at you or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a part where you can like drive up on the wall on the side, but you don't have to.
Right, okay.
So I like that a lot. That's a lot of fun.
Now, is Rainbow Road going to be so impossible that
we didn't even play it because I didn't want to deal with
crazy.
It.
Yeah. It looked crazy.
They've consistently been too hard for me to finish.
Yeah. Oh, I like Rainbow Road. But look, we're not going to sugarcoat shit. We're going to be straight up.
Yeah. Let's be real.
They fucked up the game.
What did they do?
There's a few things.
When you win, first of all...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do agree with this.
When you win a tournament or a set
series of...
Series like,
four races,
it gives you, like, a scorecard with your ranking on it. And then it goes back to title screen.
What? There's no parade.
There's no parade. They don't drive you around the castle. They don't give you a trophy.
There's no fireworks, no confetti.
Group shot with all the racers.
Yeah.
It's a scorecard and your ranking, and then that's it.
Oh. How am I supposed to talk shit to the people I just beat on a scorecard?
Yeah. Where is the pageantry?
What happened?
Exactly.
Did you take a nap, Miyamoto?
They cut the arenas out of multiplayer battle.
Yeah.
All the balloon battles are on a race course.
They're
now.
On the regular tracks.
It's not the big
Every
box.
Review I've read of it has been, this was a mistake.
Do you
so
think
I don't know what
they
happened
could
there.
Add that?
Yes, they could. So we'll see if they do.
They better.
They could totally update it.
Yeah.
You know what I would love?
You guys got an inside line with Reggie.
What I would love
That's
is
true. Let's tell
it's like the a phone. Mario Kart Ultimate Edition where it's every single... track from every single game.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
I mean, that would be nuts.
All there.
That would be crazy.
That would be cool.
That would be good.
Two things I want to bring up that we didn't really talk about when we were playing together.
Deal.
One, hey, I guess we talked about this a little bit. The music in that game is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. They got like a jazz band and an orchestra and stuff to recreate, to do new songs, but recreate the past tracks music. And they sound incredible, especially when you're going to Peach's Castle or whatever from the 64 version.
Yeah.
And it's just da 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 da. Is that the music from that one? I don't remember. I get it mixed up. But anyway, recreating all those songs, they sound so good. Like, that adds to the fun of the game.
Yeah.
But one thing we didn't mess with last night that you guys should check out, the replay system in the game.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as the track is over, it goes, you want to watch Mario Kart TV?
Whoa.
And what it is you watch it and it plays the race, but you can manipulate everything with the sticks. You could, back and forth, slow it down. And some of the funniest, like, people have been posting YouTube clips that have been so funny. Because you could upload direct to YouTube from the Wii U.
Weird.
And someone uploaded one that's just I don't know how to explain it. Toad driving forward. And then a shell blows up Peach's cart. And then just as that happens, Toad does his little flip that he does when you're driving, you know, out of celebration. He goes... Well, it's all blowing up behind him. It was really funny. Anyway, the replay system, you could do whatever you want with it. It's really, really cool.
And you can upload straight to YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which blows my mind. Now, I love the PS4. I love the PS4, and I love the streaming stuff that they have with that, with Twitch and all that stuff. You record gameplay. There's no direct YouTube upload on PS4. Huh. I mean, the Wii U has that now. What's going on with PS4?
Patch that shit.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's all. But I thought those.
So this has been Dope or Nope, and I think we all said dope.
Yeah.
Nope. I think that's a dope.
The sound mixing is honestly really, really cool in that game, too. Like, we were watching Dominic play, and I could hear his back channel speakers and everything, like, a little bit of cheering and, like, firework explosions, and all the driving, and everything. Awesome. Yeah. Really mixed well.
Yeah, I think this is the first Mario Kart that probably had, like, 5.1 surround or whatever.
That's cool.
First HD
that's
cool.
Mario Kart, right?
Yeah,
technically.
Yeah.
It looks really good.
I can't wait.
I'm
so excited.
And someone said this and was like, I don't know if I, you know, this is a whatever kind of opinion, but it looks more next gen than a lot of the next gen console, like on PS4 and things like that. And I kind of agree. It looks like a Pixar movie. It looks really good.
The Nintendo like characters are so fucking like first party Nintendo games are so character cartoony anyway. When you finally get them in HD, they look fucking good.
Yeah.
Like,
they knew what they were doing with that game. It looks great.
I thought that with the Mario Cat Mario game.
Yeah. It looked great. Okay. Man, the level in 3D World where you're in the jungle or the forest and the light is kind of peeking through.
It's awesome.
I've never seen lighting
it's
like that.
Still, there's simple character designs of Mario and the enemies, but you know, and there's a lot of flat, like you have flat panels for walls. You have a lot of like textures that are simplified, just because. That's the look of the retro games that they're going for. But with that shiny gloss over it, like, Mario Kart looks really
fun. It looks great.
I was getting it just on that alone. I was buying it for how
just
good
visuals.
It looks. But I'm glad to hear it controls good.
Yeah.
Oh, it plays great.
Anything. I have no... other than the things we talked about, where's the fucking parade?
I have no complaints. Well, I noticed... I'm not sure if I'm off my rocker, but I felt like the controls were a little bit different from past Mario games.
Yeah.
When I was playing with the Wiimote...
You were talking about the skidding, right?
Yeah, you have to use the B button to jump. Yeah. And I got it after a while, but I felt like...
So I use the R button.
Well, you know what, too? I think I am maybe talking out of my ass, because once I adjusted my tires and I got better traction,
I did
see some improvement with the
skidding. Yeah, that's the same with the 3DS.
So if nothing else, then...
Oh, we got blue sparks.
Orange sparks.
It starts... You know what they did is, in Double Dash, I think they introduced the spark system, and it started where it would go with orange sparks, and then you get super sparks, which are blue.
Yeah.
What they do now is they swapped it. It starts with blue sparks, and your super sparks are orange. Okay. There was one game where they took out the super sparks, and everybody was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they...
But then they brought it back, and the colors were inverted.
Because that gives you a boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my secret. Everybody's wondering why I was so good. I am always drifting in the game.
Every turn.
Yeah.
That's still a new thing to me.
Hey,
so
even
if I have
a long straightaway, I'll drift off to one side, and then I'll just skid back and forth and just, like, do a zigzag burst on a straightaway. My one complaint, I don't know if it was because of the way the options were set or what, was that every time we started like a new multiplayer tournament thing, one person had to pause and change their controller so it wasn't...
So it wasn't motion.
Yeah, and I don't know why we had to...
In the options we can mess with it.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was going to say, too, speaking of boost,
The
other thing they changed, it's like hard to get the boost when it...
They adjust that too with every game.
They do. And that's what I thought.
Because I've always had a tough time with it. Was way easier on this one than it was on the most recent for me.
Yeah, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it at all on that one.
The 3DS, I never got it, and I nailed it like.
But Kevin found it on this one, on this Wii U one, and got it like every time, and I couldn't. Yeah. It's like between the second and third light, and I couldn't get it.
The only time I didn't get it is when I was like, okay, I'm going to show everybody when. I'm going to tell
them.
Yeah,
that was so funny. It's either in between the second and third burst in some games, or it's like half a second before the race starts. And just pick one and stick with it.
That's tough.
Thank you.
Well, in any case,
yeah, it works here.
The game is dope.
The game is dope.
Yeah. Now, Tamagotchi Life, on the other hand, big controversy. The game is so no dope.
No dope?
In fact,
it's total nope.
It's total nope.
Wow.
Raga was explaining to me there's a controversy with the game Tamagotchi Life. A new controversy, because you're familiar with the first controversy, but there's a new controversy out now.
Controversial game.
Tamagotchi Life has a Romeo and Juliet minigame, and if you fail to swoon and woo and canoodle...
Yeah.
Juliet? What's another word? Synonym of canoodle, Eric?
Romance.
Fill up.
Garrett said fill up.
Wow.
What?
Fuck you.
Fill up.
All right. Well, forget what Garrett said.
If there's anyone who had a problem with what we're talking about in this game, they probably don't like this podcast either.
Probably not.
Anyway.
That's fine.
But that's Garrett's problem, not ours.
That's Garrett's problem. Anyways, back on track. Yeah. So, if you fail to... if you fail to romance Juliet, you get put into the friend zone.
Yes.
Which is...
Bro, don't use that word around me.
You should not use that word. But I was... Here's my thoughts on the controversy. Yeah, okay, that offends you, sure. But the fact that it's a controversy, if... this video game is really upsetting you, I feel like, and no offense to the people who are gonna get offended when I say this, but I just feel like you're gonna have a really hard time going forward in life.
If you can't handle a friend zone.
I just feel like if Tamagotchi Life is really, like, fucking your life up, what happens when you come home and, like, there's been a burglary? Like,
I
just feel like life has so much more to throw at you that maybe you're not going to be able to handle. So there's that. Yeah. One controversy. There's always every week there's a new controversy. I just brought you this
you
week.
Told me,
thank you very much.
You told me, though, that the friend zone doesn't exist.
I've read online that the friend zone doesn't exist, that there's no such thing about it. So why
why even get offended? Get mad if it doesn't exist?
How can you get mad?
If they're over nothing.
Yeah.
This is too confusing.
So they're getting mad over nothing, Sean. That's what we're saying.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Well, it doesn't exist.
I'm not saying that. Garrett said that. Camera on Garrett. He said that.
I don't want the camera on me. I didn't ask for this. And you put it right up my nose.
It's a
be nicer.
It's Tamagotchi Life's problem, whether it exists or not.
Yeah,
hey, I'm no scientist.
Do you think anytime their controversial emails come into the Nintendo headquarters, Reggie just shrugs and goes, "Living the Tamagotchi life"? I think it would be cool.
Their new viral marketing campaign. Okay. Someone's gonna make a GIF of that, and it's gonna go up.
Hey, you know what?
Checks in the mail.
Limit film me doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, not.
Hey, you know what? Filming the Tamagotchi life. Hey. Try to pitch it. Try to pitch it. Whatever. Windows closed.
Did you not get him on camera doing that?
Windows closed.
No, we got it.
Do I have to eat and take off my glasses and be on camera?
Wow. Wow. Rock is upset, but you know what I say. Living the Tamagotchi life.
Dude, hell yeah. Good one, dude.
Dude, hell yeah, man.
He tried to force his hand in there. See, you put it in my face. How does it feel now? Look at this.
All right.
And nails the cover, or did we nail it?
Fun segment. Oh, I guess we nailed it.
So that's what Reggie would look like in his office.
That's what Reggie looks like.
Hand up.
Was there any other stuff? Oh, hey, I want to say just real quick, because I cannot say anything. I got a beta code for PlayStation Now. And I wanted to say a lot about it, but I'm hearing little by little that I'm not supposed to say anything about it. So
I don't even know about this.
This might break some rules, but I'm gonna give a one word review.
Okay.
So that's the most I could say right now.
It's worth everyone's time.
Camera on me.
I haven't played the beta. In fact, I know nothing about it. It sucks. Oh. It's broken. Nothing works.
He said that. Nothing works.
Like, he hasn't signed it.
It erases your save data. It takes all your personal information, and it, like... they announced it through the speakers. They broadcast it like
PS4 speakers.
Audibly. My neighbors started placing credit card purchases. All because,
shitty neighbors.
Yeah, because shitty PlayStation beta.
Yep.
Once again, I haven't played it.
Again, to be clear.
He's never even heard of it.
I haven't played it. It sucks.
You know, the PlayStation Beta.
The PlayStation Beta. You know, try out this PlayStation.
PlayStation Beta sucks.
They'd hand him a PS1 and go, what do you think? Anyway.
It sucks.
Anyway, so that's that. Are there any other games anyone been playing? That was really all I kind of tried.
No. I haven't had a chance to play.
I haven't,
much.
Yeah. I haven't
Mario Kart kind of dominated everything.
Dominated. Play more Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein turned out to be like an awesome
it, really?
Shooter. Yeah. It looked really,
really
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the reviews. First of all, the graphics look really rad. And I was reading reviews that said the story was a little heavy handed at some points, but otherwise, like, pretty good and interesting.
I think Polygon gave it like a 9.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. I didn't see that.
Wow. It looks pretty cool. I watched Rodrigo beat it. Good job, Rodrigo.
E3 is in like a week. No, seriously.
Yeah. No, it is next week.
Oh my god, that is insane.
And Monday's press day, I think, and then it opens Tuesday.
Yeah, that is absolutely nuts.
I don't know about anything that's going to be happening there.
But that's the thing this year. No one knows, and I think there was some stat in some article I read that was like 9/10 of what is at E3 this year hasn't been announced or something like
Metal Gear trailer.
I think that's exciting. Now, granted, it could all be crap. You don't know. But I like the excitement of not knowing anything.
Uh-huh.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it'll be
it. But there's hints. Metal Gear trailer's hints.
Yeah, Kojima posted a teaser.
Oh,
that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said Snake Returns June 10th.
I hope to see... That was cool. I really hope to see some Last Guardian something. I don't know.
Am I holding out? People are still holding out hope on that?
Hey,
really?
I'm gonna go on record. It'll be at this E3.
Me too. I also say it. This is the year.
Okay, here we go. On record, that game will never come out.
No, that's wrong. It is coming out. Is the year Ghostbusters 3, Coachella, headlined by Daft Punk.
And David Bowie. Come on.
And David Bowie is going to be playing The Last Guardian at E3.
Wow.
He's going to be playing it.
He's going to be playing it on stream.
This game is amazing.
This game
Daft
is amazing.
Daft Punk is going to use the Last Guardian soundtrack to fucking mix all their new songs.
Daft Punk is going to do the soundtrack to Last Guardian.
Oh, that's better.
So it's like a classic story of this ethereal beast, but it's going to be like, wow!
They got rid of that boy
wow,
and
wow,
put in David Bowie.
Yeah.
It's
David Bowie and the robot giant helmet. Burnt cat.
So again, this game will never come out.
Hey, that's not true. It will. Yeah. It will come out.
Whether it's this year or not, I don't know.
Hey, they talked to Shusui Yoshida.
No, Shush is right.
You got
the current president of PlayStation, and they said, "Is Last Guardian done?" And he said, "No, absolutely not. I just played it. It is being worked on." And they said, "Or is it like being moved to PS4 or something?"
No, absolutely
not. And he chuckled and he went, "Huh, I don't remember what controller I used."
Oh, that's PS4.
What does that mean?
Eric,
Wii U.
Does that sound like it's not coming
it's
out?
A Wii U. Yeah, hey, it does sound like it's not coming out.
Leave little faith.
Oh.
Xbox 360.
Yeah,
that's what it's going to come out on. 360. Oh, God. Do you know they still... If you look up any video of Metal Gear Solid 4 or wherever online, all the comments are still, "This is coming to fucking 360. It's like, guys, it's been 6 years. I think it's time to just... not. And they,
done.
And they even said... They even said, like, it wouldn't fit. I don't know. That game still looks good.
Have you looked at that lately?
Metal Gear,
that's
Metal,
a good
Metal
looking
Gear
game.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Brian still played looks it good. Earlier this year, and I watched him play. It was pretty cool.
It's so dumb.
This fucker tried to balance. He rested the camera on this straw.
On the,
I can't
is that,
even.
Is that a new monopod?
I can't even show the viewers what you're doing. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Quack like a duck when you suck. Can you buck like a horse when we fuck? Can you take every inch of your